share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. The Member of Parliament, MP, for Bukit Mertajam, Stephen Sim Chee Keong, who is well known for his philanthropic activities, is at it again, this time giving an update regarding May, a Malaysian who recently received her citizenship after being stateless for 20 years. Taking to his official Facebook page, Stephen shared May's life story and her struggles to live as a stateless person in our country despite being born, raised and studying in our country. Stephen further shared how May is not from a well-off family and how she fully understands the value of education. After finishing secondary school, May worked for a year in order to save up some money to continue her education. Last year, thanks to her hard work and dedication, she was able to enroll in an IT diploma course in a local institution. MP for Bukit Mertajam, Stephen Sim, left, with May, right. Stephen said that May always wanted to become an IT developer and shared her dreams and struggles with the Bukit Mertajam MP in various meetings throughout the years. In fact, now that she has continued her studies, May is still working part-time in order to pay her tuition fees and daily expenses. She goes to study and work through public transportation and through her part-time job. Her monthly income is not fixed, and all of which are used to pay for her room rent, study expenses, and for food. Thankfully, May finally received her citizenship through the assistance of the Penang state government, which greatly helped her to ease her struggles. Now that she is no longer stateless, May immediately went to get a motorcycle license to make it easier for her to commute to work and class. In fact, she's even planning to increase her income by becoming a part-time as a Grab food delivery rider. When meeting with Stephen again on Friday, the 13th of May 2022, May asked the Bukit Mertajam's advice regarding her studies and shared how she is currently saving up some money to buy a second-hand motorcycle. Touched by her struggles and determination, Stephen decided to help May by getting her a new motorcycle by using his own money. They then decided to get a new Honda Wave with on-the-road price of around ₱5,100. Previously, Stephen also helped May by buying her a laptop to help with her studies prior to receiving her citizenship. The Bukit Mertajam MP then shared his condition for May to receive the assistance from him in the Facebook post. "I only have one condition for May, which is to study hard. If she has to decide between studying or working, pick studying. Study until getting her degree and not just stop at diploma. Then, when May has the capabilities, help others that need assistance too, regardless of race and religion." Awesome. We definitely need more leaders such as Stephen Sim in Malaysia. What do you guys think? Share your thoughts with us in the comments. Also read, Bukit Mertajam MP surprises elderly disabled uncle at his new home after he felt lonely. Source: Stephen Sim Chee Keong, Facebook source. Stephen Sim Chee Keong, Facebook source. Stephen Sim Chee Keong, Facebook source. Stephen Sim Chee Keong, Facebook. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.